Warmer temperatures this week mean more people will be out having fun on the water. Authorities say it's a good time to remember that while the sun might be warm, the water is cold. KPLU's Ed Ronco reports.
For a sense of what it feels like to fall into Lake Washington or the Puget Sound or really any body of water in our area, try stepping into a cold shower.
You'll feel that initial...
Deputy Charlie Akers is with the King County Sheriff Marine Rescue and Dive Unit.
If your face is in the water, you suck in a bunch of water, and then you start the coughing and continue gasping. If you're still in the cold water for any length of time, then your extremities stop working.
Cold water shock, as it's known, can even cause cardiac arrest, and it happens fast, much faster than the time it takes for emergency crews to launch a boat or mount a rescue. Numbers from the Washington State Parks Boating Accident Database show the most fatalities occurring in May. And that is why officials are making the rounds this week, urging the public to wear life jackets, never boat alone, and make good decisions, such as not drinking before boating. The same advice holds true, by the way, for small craft, like kayaks and canoes, as well as paddle boarders, or even just someone rafting down a river. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.